right. And I heard somebody saying that you have a ring or something for measuring.
Yeah. The standard ring is issued by the Inland Fisheries Ireland.
Oh, really?
So you anything in doubt, if it goes through that ring, it has to go back out. No.
Oh, if it goes through.
It goes through it, yeah. It has to go back out. If it stays on top, you can keep it.
You can keep it. Yeah. Wow. That's big.
Yeah, it is.
How long would it take for that to grow, for a native oyster to grow that size?
About 4 to 5 years. Yeah, depending on the sort of years you get, you know.
And the Pacific oysters then, how do you have to weigh them?
You don't. You'd have a fair idea. It was the size of a good size hen's egg, like, you know, so roughly. Right. Yeah, thereabouts. Yeah. You'd have a fair idea, but the Pacific oysters would be coming in here to be graded anyway, so the fishermen are paid on market size oysters, so we'd be grading them in here. So.
Right, yeah, so there's no percentage in
taking. Now, this oyster dredge, the blade is 4 foot wide, we're not allowed to use anything wider than that. It's just,
so it doesn't matter
whether you have a small boat or a big trawler, it's only the 4 foot you're allowed to pull.
Right.
Now, that's a flat-bladed dredge. Some of the dredges around here would have teeth on the blade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? That kind of scrape, is it?
No, that if you're in areas now where there'll be a lot of grassy grass and that, it's more efficient, but it's easier when you're pulling by hand, it's easier to get a flat-bladed dredge into the boat than a toothed dredge. Right, there's less damage to the side of the boat. Yeah.
And then the smaller one is 3 feet.
That's a smaller dredge. It's about 2.5 foot wide, 2.5 to 3 foot. It's just, I got to admit, easier for pulling a bad day, you know.
And the load is smaller, but you just it's easier to get it to the boat. Yeah.
You can make a longer bag, far as, and you'd be pulling just as much, like, you know. But it'd still be easier to get with the blade onto the stage of the boat, whereas this one here, on a bad day, and if it's very heavy, if it's very full, it can be hard enough to get.
Yeah. How much would, if it was full, what would it hold roughly?
Oh, I suppose 50, 60, 70 kilos, I suppose.
Really?
Yeah, 50 kilos, I'd say. Yeah.
50 kilos? Yeah, that's very heavy to try.
Depending on the ground you're in, you know, if you're in very heavy, dirty ground, you could fill with mud and that, you know.
Yeah.
That time you get a big stone pulled into it and that, so.
Right.